What separates those who build empires in network marketing from those who quit after a few months? It's not charisma, connections, or even luck. It's something far more fundamental: the ability to think like a CEO rather than an employee. Most people enter this industry treating it like a side hustle, a hobby they'll try out while keeping one foot firmly planted in their comfort zone. They chase quick commissions, recruit frantically, and wonder why their teams evaporate the moment they stop pushing. Meanwhile, a small group approaches network marketing entirely differently. They build organizations that grow whether they're working or sleeping. Teith Callahan's journey from working 12-hour days away from his family to leading 30,000 distributors and generating over $850,000 annually reveals a counterintuitive truth. Sustainable success comes not from recruiting more people, but from developing leaders who can thrive without you. The question isn't whether you can succeed, it's whether you're willing to transform how you think about this business entirely. Success begins with a fundamental question: are you a distributor or a CEO? This distinction determines whether you're creating a job or building a business. Callahan maintained full-time employment while dedicating just 10 focused hours weekly to network marketing. The magic wasn't in the hours, but in how he spent them, strategically developing leaders rather than chasing prospects. Leaders of followers crave the spotlight and create dependency. Remove them for a month and everything collapses. Leaders of leaders find deeper satisfaction watching others receive recognition. They create independence, developing people who flourish without constant supervision. This explains why some distributors with hundreds of personal recruits never achieve significant growth, while others with just a handful of developed leaders create exponentially larger, sustainable businesses. Apply this test. What would happen if you disappeared for a month? If everything would crumble, you haven't built a business. You've created a treadmill you can never step off. Network marketing offers more than financial rewards. It's an opportunity to leave a legacy. Most distributors start with immediate goals: eliminating debt, affording luxuries, gaining time freedom. These motivations get you started, but rarely sustain you through challenges. The most successful network marketers develop a purpose transcending personal gain. They focus on legacy, not merely leaving money behind, but leaving something in people's hearts and souls. This connects to seven generations of change, understanding that our lives are shaped by seven generations before us and will impact seven generations after us. The real gift of network marketing isn't the income, but becoming the person capable of earning it. The better you become, the more success you'll see. The money is merely a byproduct of personal growth. When you build with legacy in mind, you create something far more valuable than a business. You create a movement that continues impacting lives long after you're gone. Success in network marketing requires seven core philosophies that distinguish leaders from strugglers. First, prioritize becoming over earning. Ask, "Who must I become?" rather than, "What will I earn?" Second, possess absolute certainty. When Callahan's sponsor Bob shifted from believing to knowing he would succeed, his energy transformed, making him magnetic to prospects. Third, maintain the right mindset consistently. Success is 5% action and 95% mindset. Callahan constantly repeated, "I can, I will, I am," and obsessively listened to Jim Rohn's teachings. Fourth, treat network marketing as a significant business opportunity, approaching it with the seriousness of a major franchise investment. Fifth, set one overarching goal that guides daily activities. Callahan's was earning $1 million annually, focusing his efforts on finding and developing leaders. Sixth, create and ride momentum. Push through initial resistance to reach calmer waters where growth becomes easier. Seventh, give yourself permission to succeed. Nobody will crown you. You must crown yourself through action. These aren't motivational concepts, but practical mindset shifts that transform your daily approach. To build a team of leaders, position yourself as the authority from your first interaction. Prospects need to see you as someone who knows what they're doing and where they're going. Callahan's approach relied on three elements: faith in himself and the opportunity, enthusiasm that transferred energy to others, and consistent daily action. Four tools establish this dynamic: an application process, follow-up interviews, welcome emails, and getting started right calls. Having prospects complete an application before sending sign-up links positions you as the authority. The interview builds sustainable relationships by giving you leverage before they join. The welcome email includes a checklist and questionnaire that focus new distributors on immediate action, aligned with your leadership philosophy. By the getting started right call, they're primed to follow your guidance. This structured approach creates an expectation of immediate action. New distributors typically sign people up within their first day or week, making success the natural outcome. When people see you as a leader from the start, they're more likely to follow your guidance and develop into leaders themselves. Success in network marketing means finding five true leaders who build independently. When each develops their own five, you'll have 25 leaders creating exponential growth. The numbers are clear. Talk to 500 people, 250 look, 125 review, 25 sign up. Of those 25, only 15 take action, 5 stay active long-term, and 1 becomes a true leader. Finding your 5 requires talking to 2,500 people, substantial work that creates genuine freedom. Leaders share distinct traits: self-motivated, solution-oriented, competitive, typically busy, and driven by something bigger than themselves. Two critical identifiers: they're motivated by inspiration or desperation, ideally both, and you genuinely feel excited to work with them. Watch for 5 signs: winning team challenges, immediately signing distributors, implementing training rather than just consuming it, demonstrating coachability, and actively helping others. Notice sleeping giants: people with clear leadership potential who haven't acted yet. They possess natural influence, but may be held back by fear, self-doubt, or timing. Accelerate your search by either talking to more people through grit or improving your skills in presenting, connecting, and mindset. Consistently working your numbers while developing yourself as a leader creates the same success as industry top performers. Once you've guided leaders across all bridges, your final task is paradoxical: get out of their way. Tony Furtado, signed up by one of Callahan's early recruits, was a born leader who required minimal guidance. The biggest mistake with natural leaders is holding them back with prescriptive advice. Tony flourished, building his business his own way, eventually making millions and helping hundreds of thousands of people. Many network marketing leaders create environments emphasizing their team, which attracts followers but repels potential leaders. This controlling approach, insisting on one team name, one methodology, one leader, severely limits growth. Instead, become a leader of leaders who builds a team of teams. This requires courage, trust in others, and enough self-esteem to celebrate when those you mentor surpass you. The true measure of your success isn't how many people follow you, but how many leaders you develop who no longer need you. Your legacy isn't your downline size. It's the number of leaders who carry forward what you've taught them, creating their own legacies in turn.